Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, WCCO time. Let's go to the CenterPoint Energy Home Service Plus hotline this morning and say hello to Dr. Robert Cantor, the Chief Medical Officer for Minnesota Dakotas for United Healthcare. Doctor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning and happy Tuesday. Hope you are well.
Yes, you as well. It's good to hear that kind of greeting. It's at that time when we need a little bit of it, I think. But you're joining us here this morning, and we're talking about mental health, of course, as we have Mental Health Month kicking off here. And I just want to talk to you a bit about that, Doctor, this morning, because we continue our social or physical distancing here, and a lot of restrictions continue. So we wanted to ask you about the symptoms. I guess I would ask you how the pandemic has affected loneliness, and who's most at risk right now?
Oh, for sure. I think loneliness has probably affected all of us, but certainly some people more than others. And those that are feeling it the most are the ones that are the elderly, the ones that are most sick, the ones that are newly perhaps widowed or a widower person who's lost a partner or spouse. And it is a time where those that have it more often than others are having it more than usual. But there's also our healthcare workers who are facing situations where they have many traumatic memories or experiences, and it's that time where they may need to be apart from family members, and they are also feeling this at this time.
You know, that brings up a good question, Doctor, regarding we as family or friends or neighbors or co-workers. How do we recognize that?
The way you recognize it is you see patterns in those that you know, your friends, your family members, your coworkers. You see changes in their energy level, the way they look. If you see them, or the way they speak and interact, might be low energy, might be a feeling of unrest where they're not sleeping well. They're thinking about. Things that are bad, not good things. They might be changing the way they are active or eating or feeling hopeless or helpless.
Dr. Cantor, are there ways that you would suggest that we can battle loneliness?
Well, first of all, is to recognize that it's there. Talk to people. If you're feeling not good and you're feeling that separation, that experience of disconnectedness or that difference between what you want to desire, what you desire and what you perceive you need, if you're not getting those connectedness with your friends and families, it's time to perhaps journal. Perhaps talk with others you don't normally speak with. Talk with others and share how you feel and welcome what they have to experience, because I think it helps you grow and feel more of a connectedness. And other ways is, you know, get distractions. If you're watching news all the time, get some breaks, do some exercise, do some yoga, meditation, take up a new book, do things that are keeping your mind busy, and perhaps volunteer, be a pet foster parent, something similar like that.
You know, that's really interesting, Doctor. I was talking with a veterinarian on the show here, not too long ago, but we were talking, remarkable how the shelters have been busy. And that's really an interesting angle, adopting or fostering a pet. Wow, yeah, I would think that would be a good way to do it.
Well, you know how that is when you've got a pet in your lap, be it a puppy, a dog, a cat, other animals. There's something special that occurs, and it occurs internally, that mental health seems to be improved.
You know, I would ask you, too, Dr. Cantor, about telehealth. Man, a lot of us have done that. We've done that at our own house. But can you do that in behavioral health, like a virtual visit?
You certainly can, absolutely, just as easily as you can for medical, and it's just as important. We know there's both mental health and physical health issues that most oftentimes come together, but it's very easy, and your own doctors will give you advice about this. Your health insurance will have access for you about this. More ways than ever to do this.
Does diet affect it?
Diet certainly can. A well-balanced, regular source of nutrition certainly is important, and certainly for those that have food insecurity and lack of food they need can certainly impact this.
Also, lots of people, and you've seen these stories probably way more than I have, I'm sure, are reporting right now trouble sleeping. Even if you're at home longer periods, maybe you're working from home, but sleeping apparently is becoming just a real issue for a lot of people.
Absolutely right. You don't have to be alone to feel lonely. And it's a time where perhaps before bed, unplugging a bit so you're away from these what may be experienced as sort of negative news everywhere around you. It's that what you bring into your sleep that stays with you during your dreams and it causes restlessness. But there's those things we talked about can help break that cycle or at least make some improvements. But it's very important to have good sleep, and it has an effect on your immune system even.
Yeah, boy. And I know that the United Health Foundation and AARP launched a real nice $5 million partnership to address some of the social isolation and food insecurity too earlier this year.
Absolutely. Thank you for bringing that up, and thank you again for having me today. We know that the seniors nationwide, we are trying to support them in many ways, especially during this COVID-19 pandemic. And this initiative, this partnership with United Health and the ARP Foundation, is just a part of United Health Group's $70 million commitment to fight COVID-19 pandemic and support the impacted populations, including healthcare workers and the seniors, hard-hit communities, people experiencing homelessness, as well as those with food insecurity.
Yeah, it is really an interesting subject and one that just cannot be ignored, but I'm glad to hear what United Health is doing there as well. And you can go to that website and learn more. Dr. Cantor, sure appreciate your time on this Tuesday morning. Hope you have an awesome day. Thanks for sharing that with us.
You as well. Have a terrific day and a terrific week ahead, and keep reaching out to people. Try to focus in on those positive thoughts and have a terrific rest of the week.
Yeah, great advice from Dr. Robert Cantor here on WCCO. He oversees medical operations for the regional market of Minnesota, North Dakota, South Dakota, and has led an expansion of his team to handle responsibilities for all the things that are going on there, and they've been very busy with that. So you can go to their website and learn a lot more, too, as well at UHC.com. Good morning. WCCO time is 4 minutes before 7 o'clock. Following a lot of stories this morning, nationally and locally. Big local story developing. Susie's covering that this morning. We also have much from CBS. They'll be joining us here in just a few minutes on WCCO. Bring your umbrella with if you're headed outside. It looks like we could kind of have this chance of rain. It's cloudy as you start your Tuesday morning here in CCO land. And going on in the news today as well, the governor will have a hospitality industry leader conference call today. And that'll be interesting, as we've all been watching that. Polls are out, show the governor's approval rating quite high. All of those things straight ahead as the news continues this morning on WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.